Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experiences coverage of DerpyCon. I almost said AwesomeCon because we were just talking about AwesomeCon, but it's October, not May. So we are here at DerpyCon for the sixth year of the convention, and right now I am being joined by Jeremy Lee, a veteran actor of over 20 years. You've probably seen her in Friday Night Lights, Shameless, Chase, Bones, and so many others, as well as a young Leanne Rimes in Holiday in Your Heart, and she's done over 50 video games and 150 animated projects, including like Sword Art Online, Sailor Moon, Fairy Tale, and the game called Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
I've been very, very fortunate to get to work on some pretty cool things.
So how are you actually enjoying your time here at DerpyCon?
Oh, I love it. It's been so much fun. This is a rare sort of breed of a convention where you get a little bit of the convention, but you're also like – you have time, and the staff is so generous to give us the opportunity to venture out into the city a little bit. And Morristown's lovely. I mean, I feel like it needs to have, like, a movie. I would love to shoot, like a sort of Halloween movie here because it's just such a cute town.
Well, we are 4 days away from – oh, no, 5 days away from Halloween because it's Saturday.
True.
And you have a little bit of holiday Halloween garb.
Always. I love – all celebrating all holidays. I love dressing for holidays. I got a calendar that's like a holiday every day so I could see what the weird holiday is for the day. My husband did a play about holidays, and it was a murder mystery, and I got cast as Halloween because I always have a hard time figuring out a costume. So I had to have 13 costumes for a 40-minute play and change clothes that many times. So I think he just did that to get back at me.
That sounds like a sweet revenge.
Yeah.
for many things. So going over, I mentioned a few titles that you've been in. One I wanted to touch base on real quick was you did you played a young Leanne Rimes. What was that like, and did you actually have any interactions with Leanne to, you know, prepare for the role of that?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was one of the first things that I got to work on of like a grand scale in a film. I auditioned when I was like, had just turned 9, and then like 2 or 3 months went by and had no additional auditions. And then they said, hey, you got one more callback. And then I was so confused because I hadn't auditioned for anything. And I thought, what am I called back for? And then when they told me I got the job, I was even more surprised because if anybody knows me, you know that I have very dark brown hair. So I was very surprised that they saw me in the room and were like, that's young Leanne Rimes. But they showed me a picture and her family was there and said, that's exactly what Leanne looked like when she was a kid. I got to meet her a little bit while we were working on the film. But once I got cast, I think 2 days later, I went in, got my hair dyed, and then started filming immediately. So my main research was listening to a lot of her music and checking out interviews of her. But I don't think they had any interviews of her when she was like 5 or 6. And that's when I played her. I was 9 years old playing her at 5 and 6 years old.
So they're like, she's perfect. Dye her hair.
Pretty much, yeah. And I remember I had not had my hair colored. And so we went in to get it bleached blonde. And halfway through the process, I was like, this is kind of burning a little bit. And Bernadette Peters was in the room, and she was like, take it off. Do not ruin that child's hair. And so Bernadette Peters sat with me and held my hand while I got my hair colored, and it went to strawberry blonde. We took a day off, came back, and then bleached it platinum.
Well, at least you had somebody who is like a veteran of,
I mean,
of Hollywood,
yeah.
Go, no, you ain't hurting that.
She's a legend, and she's sitting with me while I get my hair colored. Like, what a cool lady.
Yeah. At least you had somebody to step in for you back when I was in high school. Before my hair was nice and long, like
yeah.
It is now.
Cool.
My hair was short, always did like buzz cuts or like these stupid teenage thing of spiking the hair. Bleached my hair blonde, and I have brown hair.
Yeah.
And my friend tried putting blue like right here. And it turned green, so everyone
Whoa.
In school thought I had snot in my hair for a while. So I was like, oh, that did not work.
That is fantastic. That, were you like, no, I'm going to own it?
I kind of owned
that's
it.
That's amazing.
I got to the point where I was like, I can wear my hat all the time anyways like I do, or I can just own it and just be a complete jerk. So I owned it for like a week
Always
and I just went back
it.
To
That's
the hat.
That's great. Very cool.
So how did that – how did you're saying like you're 9 years old.
Yeah.
How did you get into the acting at such a young age? Was it something like where your parents are like, oh, you like to show off and do stuff? And
no,
do
it was the opposite. I was incredibly shy as a kid, and so my mom was a dance teacher, and she had me do a dance competition when I was 3 years old to get on stage in front of people so I wouldn't be afraid. And I said, I hate it. I'm not doing it. But then I said, Mom, I would really like to do acting, because the idea of playing another character was very comfortable for me. It's not me. It's someone else's words. And so I felt comfortable playing a role rather than just being myself. And I told her I wanted to be on Barney. And she said, that's a terrible idea. This business is so hard. You're going to hate it. And she put me in all these acting classes for kids much older than me so that I would be like, this is hard. I'm over it. And I loved it even more. And so I think that was probably my preparation, which my parents not wanting me to do it probably helped with my perseverance of this industry. It's like, no, I'm not quitting for anything. I worked so hard to get into this business. I'm staying here.
So for you, because you also did a lot of anime, animated projects, stuff like that. Which do you prefer better? Do you like being in front of the camera, or do you like being behind the microphone more?
I love both. I was working on a film a couple of years ago for a month and a half, and I had not done any voiceover because I was on set every day. And I wanted so badly just to get into the booth. It's different challenges. It's different muscles. The whole process is a little bit different. But then for the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of video games and anime, and so I would love to get back in front of the camera. So I think if I had to pick one, I don't know if I could, because I would miss the other too much.
So because we are still on Saturday, what else are you looking forward to here at DerbyCon?
Well, today I'm very excited. This is the first time I've done a live sort of podcast radio show. We're doing a Hidden Frequencies, like live radio drama, which is very fun. We had a quick rehearsal last night, and the cast is awesome, and it's going to be a really fun, spooky story. So that'll be really cool. I've never done that before. And hopefully everybody enjoys it, and Hidden Frequencies starts doing this more and more, but DerpyCon will be the OG place for Hidden Frequencies Live.
And then you also have the workshop.
I do have the workshop. It's going to be so fun. I've done a few classes just at high schools and things like that. But it'll be really cool to get to interact with the fans and see what they bring.
All right. And then final question, because I see your hands are over here looking at the badge going, we need to get her somewhere now.
He's probably like, what else does she have?
Yeah. What else does she have going on? So final question. Where can the people find you on the social media list?
Oh, on the social media world. Well, on the internet, I'm on Twitter at ShareMeLee, which is just my name. And I'm on Instagram at CLKStar. And on Facebook, I think it's just facebook.com/ShareMeLee. I don't know. But if you search ShareMeLee, it should be the only one there.
If you do a Google search, it'll probably all come up in one shot.
Theoretically, I don't know. But, I mean, I did have a little bit of a scare when I was on the plane coming back from Japan. It said, did you log into your Instagram? And I was like, no, I was hacked on the plane coming home from Tokyo. So we fixed all that. So hopefully, unless there's like a rogue other share me with like extra letters, that's not me.
Okay. So with that, thank you so much
for your
time. Enjoy the rest of your DerbyCon.
You too.
And we will be back with more coverage as we have Colleen O'Shaughnessy, Mick Wingert, and also we had recorded Derpy Mania earlier this morning.
Cool.
And we have the Experience Live, my podcast, live. However, we may not have a guest, so I'm probably going to be doing stand-up comedy for an hour.
That sounds
making
great.
A fool of myself. So until then, we'll be back.